We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. Sif Aleph, Noegim Lasses a Chuppah Tachs HaShemayim. The Chuppah is made under the sky. The Simen Bracha, as a Simen Bracha. The Koyi is a Racha, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Koyi is a Racha K'chayich V'Shemayim. Your children will be K'chayich V'Hashemayim. And therefore, we have the Chuppah under the stars. V'kei Noegim, Shein Noesim Noshim, the meaning is that we only get married, Elam Milui Halvana, at a time that we have a full moon. Again, the Simantoiv, that is a good sign that when one is getting married, the one gets married in such a time of the month. Sebeis, Kosher Dover, it's most appropriate, Shalitnosa at the Tahara, that a woman should get married only when she's not a Nida. Because there are opinions that chuppas nida, that a woman gets married when she's a nida, it's not a valid marriage. However, achsha minig, our minig is shloile dagdik, that we do get married even if the kala is a nida. Mekomakim, however, toiv leidia, that it's appropriate to let the chasa know, kod mechuppa, if the kala is a nida, to let her know that he's a nida, that otherwise, there may be an issue regarding the kinyan, and of course, otherwise, he may not know to have to do certain, to refrain from doing certain things when he doesn't know that she's a nida. Sif gimah minig mendinas ela b'nesuah psula. The minig is when a girl who was never married gets married. Shechshuvei ir parsa suda al rosh hakala, that the important people in the city put something over a kerchief, a shawl over a head. Or varchin myself, armalei chasenu at hayel alfi revava. The chuppa koyin mashach ka person ria gabeklunsois. The chuppa is where we put material on top of poles. Machnis and tachdei makos mekala barabim. We bring the chos and kala in front of everybody. Makacha shaman, that's where he makes the kedushin. Or varchin sham berchus erusim in the suin. And that's where the Berachos Erevah soon are recited. Avlika chuppa yichud. The main chuppa is the yichud. She is bar mitzvah shem b'shimin she'achazeh. Hashishbinen. The shishbinen malbinish in oisa b'kittel. They put on a kittel. Kadei sheyiske yoyim hamisa. That they should remember the yoyim hamisa. The kittel reminds us of the yoyim hamisa because a person is buried in his kittel. Another reason the kittel is worn is because the pasuk says b'chol eis yeh begadecha levanim, that person should wear white clothing representation of mechilas avonos. Another explanation is that the kittel actually represents a very important garment, and just like the king wears important garments, so too does the chassan who's daim lamelech, who's similar to the king, should wear those type of garments. But the main point is Kadesh Shiyiska Yom Amisa, the Chosin should remember the Yom Amisa of Yisrael B'tshuva, and that will cause him to do tshuva. Gam Noigin Losses Eifer Beresha Chosin. The minig is that they put ash on the Chosin's head, B'mokim Anachas Tefillin, the place where he puts on the Tefillin Shiroish. Gam Noigin Sha'avais, it's also appropriate that the parents and the grandparents and great-grandparents, the Krovim Achitzura, and their close relatives, and the Rabbonim, the Talmid HaChamim, Mavarach Masachos V'Kala, give a bracha to the Chasim Kala, U'mespalam Leim, they daven for them, Shezvugim Yala Yofa. The purpose of the ash on the forehead is Zeichav Yerushalayim, as the Pasuk says, Imlai Emeshkechech Yerushalayim, Imlai Elas Yerushalayim, Arosh Tzimchasi, as we're about to celebrate, we have to think of Yerushalayim, and that's why the Taz says the minig is that when the ash is put on the chassan's head, he should say the pasuk. Some have the minig that when the ash is put on the chassan's head, he says the perek of Al Maris Bavel. The reason it's put where the tefillin are put, because the pasuk says losem la'avilit siyon per tachas efer, that we have the tefillin which are pair our glory, instead of the tefillin, we have ash in the place of our glory. And just the minig of blessing our children, Just like that's the minigun of Yom Kippur, the day of one's chuppah is his Yom Kippur. And moreover, since the Sfarim, the Zohar says, that at the time of one getting married, all of his forefathers, certainly the previous 10 generations, come to that wedding to participate in the wedding, and the Shechina comes to the wedding, and that's the for most appropriate time to daven and give bracha to the chasim v'kala. Sif, hey, akach malichin as a chasim tachas a chuppah. Then we take the chasim under the chuppah, that, as we said before, sheparsin yiriyah gaba klunzah shon akarim chuppah, meidim ha'isai panav lemizrach, and we put the chasim and kala facing east, v'shliach tzibur and the chazin, menai kemining hamakim. There's a very strong minig that when the chasim kala start walking towards the chuppah, they should walk with the right foot first, and the chasim goes first, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who was the chasim when we got married to him, with Kabbalah Satayr was there first. So we, the chasim, should be there first. The minig of them facing Mizrach, I saw the Paiskim say, is based on that in those days many weddings took place in the Beis HaKnesses. So it was appropriate that the Chasson and Kala should face the Aron HaKodesh, which is on the east side. But now most weddings actually don't take place in the Beis HaKnesses, and therefore they don't have to be facing the east side. Vashishbinois Melichas as a Kala, the people who escort the Kala, Vashishbinam Vanoshim Chshum Hochum L'Krasai, everybody goes to greet her. Many have the meaning that only the chasen goes to greet the kala as she approaches. When they come, when she gets close, then they go backwards. Those that escort the kala go around the chasen 7 times, representing the shechina, that just like the shechina is on top of the 7 rakiyim, on the 7 skies, we want to show that the Shechina is here participating on at our wedding, and therefore we go around 7 times. Another pshat is that just like on Yom Kippur, we sprinkled 7 times. This is their Yom Kippur, and if it's their Yom Kippur, we go around 7 times. The shliach tzibur menamkem gam kikfi minig, as the kala is going around the chasen, the shliach tzibur sings whatever the minhagim are to sing. Akach b'midim zekali yimina chasen. Then the kala stands to the right of the chasen. Mavarach mitzada es atzmai, and the person who's going to do the siddur kedusha and the brachas prepares himself upon of lamizrach facing the east side where the chasen kala is standing in order to do the wedding. Sif simen kuf memches yichud sh'acha kedushin. Ikke chuppah, sif alav, ikke chuppah, the main point of the chuppah is mash acha kedushin. After the chuppah takes place, malichin as a chosn v'kala chedem yuchad, they take the chosn v'kala to a designated room. V'ochim shom yachim v'makum tzenua, they eat together. V'yesh lom noya, and we have to prevent shlo yikanes l'shom shom odom. Nobody should walk into that room, k'day she yichud gomer. They should just be there by themselves. And that's what consummates the marriage. And therefore, that door should be locked, not just closed, but locked. By psula, this yichud is effective. I've got the eir royal bia, even if it's in a situation where they can't have relations. For example, kigon she nida, in a situation that she's a nida, or she bnei adam nechnasim yoytzim sham, or the people entering the room. And therefore, the halacha says, is she need if the kala is a nida, we cannot allow the chasen kala, if she's a nida at the time of the marriage, to be alone until she's no longer a nida. They can never be alone till they have their first act of bia. Sif gimel av b'amona, when we talk about the marriage of an almana, it has to be a way that they could have relations. Then is she tahira, that she is able to have relations, she's not a nida. And next condition is that ain't adam nichlas l'sham, nobody can or does enter that room. Sif Dalet Enos and Kinyan B'Shabbos. We're not allowed to make a transaction. We're not allowed to do transactions on Shabbos. Ukenim Nesum Be'er Shabbos. If they're getting married on Friday, Tzrichin Lizoy Ma'oy, we have to be most careful. She Yichud Akoyin Akoyin Shabbos, that the Yichud should take place before Shabbos. V'ask Shanasa Yichud Akoyin Akoyin Akoyin, when the Yichud was done from Friday, Mutal Lava Labi Rishonim B'Shabbos, then they could have the first act of relations on Shabbos, whether the woman is a Basula or a Mona. Avol Moinasa Yichud Akoyin Akoyin, if they did not have the proper Yichud before Shabbos, as also Lavala B'Shabbos B'Rishonim, they can't have their first act of relations on Shabbos, because then, be it Mishundabia Isakinyan, this act of having relations is what's going to consummate the marriage. And the halacha is, v'ein koinu b'shabbos, we're not allowed to make a kinyan, we're not allowed to make this type of a transaction become effective on Shabbos.